from Las Vegas, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, August 18th, 2021. Still stuck in Vegas getting 2 days out of this shirt. Feel sorry for the person flying next to me today. Carnival Sunrise docked in Ocho Rios, Jamaica, marking the cruise industry's return to the Caribbean country. Sunrise's leadership team met with local officials for a plaque exchange to commemorate Carnival's return. Gonna let it slide. Aside from Ocho Rios, Carnival Sunrise's current five-night itinerary for Miami includes a stop at Bimini, Bahamas. And work on Royal Caribbean's new Terminal 3 at the Port of Galveston in Texas is officially underway. The cruise line and port held a groundbreaking ceremony over the weekend to mark the start of construction of the $125 million facility. Royal Caribbean signed a contract to build the terminal back in 2019 and will lease it from the port for 20 years with an additional four 10-year options. Terminal 3 will be the future home of the mega ship Allure of the Seas, which will sail seven-night Western Caribbean itinerary starting in November of 22. And finally, according to a new report by Cruise Industry News, just under half of the global cruise fleet is expected to be back in service by the end of this month, with 190 cruise ships resuming service by the end of August. That means that around half of the world's cruise fleet will be sailing with passengers by August 31st. And cruise line stocks were down on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation down 3.3%, 22.04. Royal Caribbean down, 3.07%, 76.02. And Norwegian down 3.7%, 23.71. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here in Vegas, one last time, hopefully. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.